Welcome to Five Star Radio. Consider this your warning.
Hey there, cats and kittens. Mike Coughlin. Doing it. I'm doing it right. I'm doing it well. Yeah, there's us. That's Five Star Radio. I'm walking through the city of Chicago. I'm talking like a madman. That's right. Right here on State in Washington, for anybody who knows the city, there's a Nordstrom and a movie theater. There's people walking around in shorts, even though it's cold and rainy out. I'm going to try to do this deal. I'm walking on a train. It should be about, I don't know, 15-minute walk. So we'll see how it goes. This is a bit of an experiment, but what the fuck? Good shit, right? But yeah, news of the day. Which, some of it was kind of previously. Ooh, I just tweaked my knee again. I did discuss. But the whole Yoel Romero getting 6 months from USADA. Oh, I'm also chewing gum. But yeah, Yoel Romero getting 6 months from USADA. That's really fucking stupid. The more I think about it. Basically, he took a supplement, and it was tainted. And they went through the whole deal, and it turns out he's actually taking a tainted supplement. I can't believe it. That's the first time that's ever actually been true. They did, like, their testing of his supplement, and well, I understand when an athlete makes a claim that a supplement's been tainted. The deal is they go to the store and buy a bunch of shit, see if it turns out it's true, and I guess it was. And so, as a result, he's not getting suspended for 2 years. He gets 6 months. And it would be starting basically in January. This is considered an out-of-competition test. So his fight against Jacare still stands as a win. And he's eligible to fight in June. Which is horseshit. Like, it really is. People are giving me looks already. This is fucking awesome. Well, who the fuck are they to give me looks? Like, what the fuck? I guess it'd be some guy talking to my mom on the phone, swearing a lot. You know? Or something. Fuck you, I don't care. Yeah. Our budget's a terrible audio quality. What the fuck do you care? I'm walking around the city talking. It's better than nothing. Right? But yeah. Today, you either give the guy fucking 2 years, or you give him nothing. I hate this idea of leniency and blah, blah, blah. I mean, even though I've been a big advocate for getting rid of, but I think 2 years is just too much and so on and so forth, shit like that. But if he actually had a tainted supplement, that means he really didn't do anything wrong. How the fuck are you going to punish a guy for not knowing that he did something wrong? You know, if I go to the store, but seriously, if I went to the grocery store, and I was like, hey, I need some oregano. So I go to the little spice aisle, I think it's a spice, and I buy some oregano. And a cop pulls me over. I haven't even opened the fucking thing yet. Turns out, there's a bunch of weed in there. Now, first of all, that'd be fucking awesome. And I would go to that store every day for the rest of my life and buy everything they have. Secondly, I wouldn't go to jail. You can't arrest me for that. You'd arrest me, but I'd be found not guilty because what the fuck? How do I know? I can't be blamed for that. Buy a bag of flour. Turns out there's cocaine in it. Shit, I didn't do it. And you said it now. I was like, oh well, we've amended it now, and you put that supplement on the banned list. And okay, that's fine. That's good. Everybody going forward knows the rules. Why he gets fucking punished though is bullshit. He really, really shouldn't. I have no idea why he's... Well, I mean, I know why he's getting punished. Because they're fucking assholes. I'm just going to walk in traffic. I know I made the comment the other day. Only black people jaywalk, but... So do people who want to get to their train. Excuse me. But, I mean, it's just shit. He didn't do anything wrong. I mean, yes, he did use it. Oh, and... You're supposed to know what goes into your body. And that's true. But if I buy actual, if I buy a piece of steak and some asshole laced it with LSD, that ain't my fault. You can't punish me for that shit. This is not like, oh, he took a supplement and didn't pay attention to what the supplement was. That'd be fine. Then I'd be like, all right, whatever. You know, you knew the deal. You should have checked the label and seen, oh, that active ingredient is a bad one. Oops. But he didn't do that. Again, don't get me wrong. You look at Yoel Romero, he very clearly, well, I don't say very clearly, he's very allegedly juiced the gills. I get it. But still, until, you know, without an actual test for something that is knowingly illegal ahead of time, don't give me that shit we're going to give a 6-month suspension. And you know he was pressured into taking that deal. Because the last thing they want is this thing to go to fucking court. Because he'd win. I gotta guarantee you he'd fucking win that one. And so now what does he do? Everybody thinks he's a cheater, but he didn't. He didn't knowingly cheat. It's not even like, you know, he, you know, turned a blind eye and let his coach do it. And kind of like a wink, wink, nudge, nudge, head in the sand bullshit. No. He went to GNC, he took a supplement, whatever. The supplement turns out to be fucking tainted because those manufacturers do shit like that. I don't actually know if that's true. But I remember hearing once that sometimes they'll release a new product and they'll purposely taint like a quarter of the batches so that people get these crazy results. And they'll be like, fuck man, this is amazing shit. You got to really get on this. The muscle gainer 5 billion is actually going to grow your kidneys, give you a second set of lungs or something. Which would be one hell of a fucking supplement. Weird, but okay. So I think it's bullshit. This whole policy is just, it's heart isn't in the right place. I think it's scaring the shit out of a lot of fighters. So I just, there's no justice to it. And I don't like it. If I don't like it, I'm going to say I don't like it. Fuck you. Elsewhere, what else do we got? Oh, yes. Ryzen, everyone's favorite promotion, which is going to have that fucked up tag match, which is inevitably going to be a work or something for submission grappling. They are, I don't know if it's a main event, but they've announced that Satoshi Ishii, former gold medalist in judo, who has just never panned out in MMA, probably because he's Japanese. I have to watch it now. Like, I'm in the open. Eh, fuck it. He'll be taking on Rampage Jackson in an effort to, I don't know, kill a Japanese guy. I'm sure that, I do. I mean, I'm not going to lie. The Wanderlei Silva-Tamura versus Takaro Sakuraba match, I am kind of intrigued by it because it's just so stupid. I'm kind of surprised they didn't try to go with Wanderlei versus Ishii. I think that'd be a bigger deal. I think Wanderlei's got way more cash and cachet. Got more sex appeal in Japan. Not that Rampage doesn't, but Bondo is a bigger star than Rampage. That's the Elia here right now. It's a train. Yep. Doesn't go choo-choo. It goes thump-thump. So Rampage is going to fight Ishii. And he's going to beat the shit out of him. Ishii, I don't know. I thought he actually might do okay, because he obviously won the gold in judo, which is nothing to sneeze at. He had gone to American Top Team in Florida. They'd been training with them for a while. Things seemed to be going well that way. But I think at the end of the day, he's just not a fighter. There really is something to that, that some guys are fighters, some guys aren't. And you can have all the skills in a very closely associated discipline, but some people just got a killer instinct and numbed out. It's not always just about, oh, can you, you know, tolerate getting hit in the face. That is some of it. That's a lot of it. Some people just can't get punched in the face because, you know, they're normal. But, you know, some people just aren't aggressive. Well, the Japanese in general have that problem. Especially with small penises. Peni? I know it's not peni. I know it's penises. People try to add Latin, you know, try to Latin up words. Thinking, oh, this one makes me sound smart. Because I know that octopus is octopi. But I think it's actually octopuses. Octopussies? I don't know. I don't care. I got a weird speech pattern going on today. I don't get it. So yeah, Rampage is going to beat up Ishii. I actually wrote down, like, topics on my phone. My fucking phone, which is bullshit, 64 gigs, 55 of which are available to use, because your iOS is bullshit, Apple. And somehow 50 of those gigs are being used right now, all by apps. Like, what the fuck? At one point, Facebook had, like, a gigabyte's worth of documents and data, which is stupid. I don't know what the fuck it is, but there's nothing you can do to clear it besides delete the app and reinstall it. Well, that's stupid. So, yeah, now I'm going through and, like, trying to figure this shit out. I don't even have any music on there, and I have one video. Like, fuck off. You know it's some part of some conspiracy to get you on the cloud. I know it is. Let's tell people this thing with all this space. They can't use the space. Not for the shit they want to. I don't know. So, yeah. Oh, yeah, the other news. Khabib and Nurmagomedov have a fight, and there's an injury. And for the first time probably ever, it's not Khabib. Tony Ferguson's pulled out. I guess there's something wrong with his lungs or some shit. I don't think he'd be out for too long, but that sucks. Cause that was a real potential number one contender fight. Donald Cerrone, being Donald Cerrone, immediately said, "I'll do it." Patrick Cote, I don't really know. Like, he said something on Twitter. I wasn't sure if he's saying, like, Cerrone's afraid of him, or if he's just not surprised. Still, yeah. And then out of nowhere, Rafael Dos Anjos says, "I'll fight him." And that's like, that's like in 3 or 4 weeks. And I know that Khabib beat Dos Anjos, and if I want to avenge that loss, I'm going to spit my gum out. Hey, I did it just like Mr. Perfect, only without the cocaine, motherfuckers. Still, I mean, if that's actually true, if he's really willing to do it, if I'm the UFC, I'd be like, fuck, man, all right, let's go. You don't see too many times a champion offering to step up on short notice to defend his title against the guy that most people didn't want to fight. But all I can think of is, because Khabib's been laid off for so long, that people are willing to step up to fight him now because they think this is your best chance to beat the guy. I mean, I think Khabib's going to get beat. Nobody's indestructible. But he has been, obviously, undefeated. I think it was 22-0 or some shit like that. So if you're going to get him, why not get him off of a real, real long layoff? The problem is, like, there is going to be an issue when it comes to the future with Khabib. And it's a tough one. Even if he never got injured, he still takes a year, 4 or 6 weeks off, whatever, for Ramadan every year. And I don't know if he's allowed to train during that time. I think he might be. I think he can, but he can't eat from sun up to sundown. That basically means he's not going to be prepping for a fight. So you have to, like, I don't know, I never, like, heard of, like, the company having to work around Ramadan. I know it happens in other sports, but the athletes, they make it through, but they're also not, you know, fighting each other. Not a violent fucking street fight. So, I don't know. At the end of the day, the guy's an amazing fighter. He's got all these wins. He's world class. And if he can stay healthy, you can't deny him. But, and he's not a bad Muslim like the other ones. Oh, yeah, I said it. And I got looked at funny by a lady. And now some dude. Almost in the train station. Not a bad segment. I'm sure it is. I don't care. Fucking. Like, this is my life. I just walk when I do this. I'd be doing this to myself anyway. I've been working on a stand-up act. By working on, I mean for like the past 24 hours, thinking like, hey, what would I do if I had 5 minutes for a set? I ran by my girlfriend, and then by another friend of mine who's a female. They didn't really think it was that funny. I thought it was funny. I know it's funny, but one of them admitted, there's something there. You don't have it. I'm like, fuck you. I think just women aren't funny. They're just bitter. Because they're not funny, and they don't have any good jobs. So anyways, that's this segment. I'll probably do one more and throw this shit up on Friday so you can all listen to it over the weekend. And yeah, that's it. So I don't give a shit if this sounds like crap. You're not paying for this shit, so fuck off. Yeah, 15 minutes, pretty good. All right, see you later, guys. Bye. Alrighty, we're back. Hey there, everyone. Just got off the train, now walking towards the office. A new day, another dollar. You know that shit. It's funny I say that, but I may be making this segment number one because there's real news now. Oh, is there ever? Oh, is there ever? The kind of news that makes you angry. Angry at the world. Angry at yourself. But it doesn't matter. I'm just another jackass walking around talking to himself, right? But no. Fuck it. This will be segment two. I don't give a shit. As we did earlier, I'm in the train station itself, by the way, in case anyone's wondering. That's right. I'm in a national train station talking like this. Because, yeah, I'm a fucking idiot. And an alcoholic, but whatever. So, yeah, I did the first segment talking all about Yoel Romero and the injustice I thought that was. And it is. That's an injustice. But the news that followed and broke last night, and I immediately ranted. Oh, did I rant about that shit on the halfguarded.com page. That's right, halfguarded.com. For all of you who are listening to this some other way, which is no one, that the UFC actually went out and decided, let's burn money. You know, like UFC 200, it's a big show. We're going to make a lot of money on it. So let's see how much of that money we make we can just set fucking fire to. And thus, it came to be that Miesha Tate will be fighting Amanda fucking Nunes. Holy shit. There are so many different options they could have gone with. And they ignored all of them. Now, yeah, it was one thing when it was Holly Holm and, like, it was, well, you know, she wants to fight. So they put her against Miesha, you know. They made the best of a bad situation in that Holm wanted to fight. So you got to respect that. And maybe Tate really wants to fight. And if that's the case, I'm in an echoey hall right now before we step outside into the cold. I'm wearing a cardigan like Mr. Rogers. No joke, I think Mr. Rogers may be the greatest man that ever lived. He never did anything but help people and be nice, but not like preachy dickish. He had that amazing ability, kind of like Matt Horwich, only not crazy, to just be a genuine person. He had his faith, but he wasn't pushy. Now you hear the outside ambient noise, don't you? But yeah, he's just really nice. Not with a scandal, as far as I know. I think he even took Tipper Gore to task. Like, when Mr. Rogers lectures you on your censorship, you fucked up. So, what we have here is a failure to communicate from me to you. Because, again, So, you take home. Tate wins. You know what? Not the worst thing. You have two big contenders then for Ronda. Ronda can come back, fight Tate, win the title, have her first shot be against, her first defense be against Holm. It's a great story. Or, you know, you do Ronda versus Holly, winner against Tate. It's still a story. And no part of this story did Amanda Nunes feature in. And I say this because who the fuck is Amanda fucking Nunes? I'm serious. You don't know who she is. I barely know who she is. I have a vague idea of her fighting and losing as the fight goes on. I believe it was Kat Zingano that beat her when Zingano came back after her return and yada, 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 yada. But holy, just holy shit. Fuck, they could have had Cyborg face Tate. They could have had anyone.
almost anyone else in the world face Misha Tate besides Amanda Nunes, and it would have been better. And somehow they're going to do that. And there's no upside to this. Tate goes out there, she beats Nunes, okay, whatever. She's supposed to. People will think she's supposed to. She's fighting a... This is... Even Betch Gorgea had more of a name than Amanda Nunes. This may be the lowest profile women's bantamweight fight ever. Now, granted, some of that's because Ronda made everything a high profile, but still, most of Ronda's challengers had some story to them. Undefeated Holly Holm, Betch Gorgea made it personal, Sarah McMahon was a, silver medalist and a very good fighter. Liz Carmouche, well, that was the first fight ever, and she's gay. Alexis Davis. Well, at least she's kind of pretty. She's got bigger balls than I do. I mean, this is a fucking horrible cut. This is a serious fuck-up. I mean, really, what the fuck are they thinking? Okay, say that Ronda secretly gave word that she's retired forever, right? That she's just done. Because and you're the UFC at talk, well, we got to move on with the life. That's fine. Then you just do home versus Tate 2. I know that eventually you'd have to get to someone like Amanda Nunes, but god damn, I think she's got 3, maybe 4 wins in a row, which is a streak, but shit, man. It's women's MMA. It ain't that impressive. It's a fucking joke. I mean, this is just, it's just baffling. On so many fucking levels, it is baffling to me. And nothing baffles me. Right? Shut up. I cannot comprehend what they're doing. And I'm sorry, I'm tired of this, well, you know, she really wanted a fight. Even if she takes like a demand to fight. Guess what? You're the boss. You're the boss. Step the fuck up and say, no, I run this show. You do what I say. That's why I pay you 6-7 figures. Don't be stupid. Oh, for fuck's sake. Traffic, everybody. Even when you're walking. What's really bad is I don't even look like 1/10 as crazy as a lot of people. I should get the real mic out, though. Carry that thing around. Interview people in the street. I bet that'd go well. Just grab random people, attractive women, and ask them questions, and they'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about. Probably get cited by the cops. But, yeah. It's all price to pay for fame and glory. Right, guys? But yeah, it's just... Oh, they wanted to have another title fight. Okay. I get it. No, I don't. That's a big show as is. It really is. Misha Tate makes it bigger, yes. Amanda Nunes doesn't mean shit. And it's funny because I actually thought about it. The only reason I would obviously have done Holm versus Tate too. If Ronda's going to be out and Tate wants to fight real quick. She's an idiot, but whatever. I think she should enjoy the spoils of her labor. Fruits of her labor, fruits of her loin, whatever. And rest up, train, get better, and face run, and Madison Square Garden in November. But it's okay, she wants that money now. And she beat home, so she thinks she can do it again. Which she can, but it's not a gimme. I would not have actually done it at UFC 200. If you have to, fine. But it would have just felt like a little too much of... Didn't we just pay for this exact same card in March? Like, it'd be the exact same card, just with the addition of Jose Aldo versus Frankie Edgar. And in some respects, it's still the same card. Like, okay, Connor and Nate are going to fight. Kate's going to fight. And then you throw in, okay, a super-duper awesome, amazing interim title for the, an interim championship when the champion is fighting on that show. Fucking idiots. Just fuck. I'm trying to stretch this segment out. figure if I get 15 in here, maybe another 15 when I walk back to the train today, you guys get a nice 45 minutes of unlistenable shit. It's just absurd. I mean, this is... I can't even... I genuinely scratch my brain trying to figure out what would be a worse decision they've made booking a champion. And I think they fucked up over the years. I thought that when Chuck lost to Rampage, he should have done an immediate rematch. And instead, what happened? We never, ever got a rematch between those two. But, okay, the way they handled it, they were trying to build up Chuck. And at least Rampage's first fight there was against Dan Henderson and unifying the titles. And it did a good number on Spike and shit like that. Okay, fine. I mean, this is not passing over one money-making shot. This is passing over two. You could have had Tate versus Holm 2 headline the August show. And it would have been big. I'm talking $500,000 buys big, I bet. That's a lot of money. I don't think it's the Tate versus Nunez is going to add $500,000 anything. Maybe $500,000 sleeping people. Fuck, seriously. Nunez is going to lose. So come out strong, and they get worn down, and Tate wins late. Because Nunez has just abysmal cardio. Probably because she's on the gas. And women have no stamina? I don't know. Still, it's just absolutely fucking stupid. Oh, and also as an update from earlier in this segment, earlier in the show, still no word on who Nurmagomedov is going to fight. Which is too bad because it took years for me to... Like, I actually worked on it. I can recall, god damn, must have been 5 years ago, sitting down one day and saying, I'm going to figure out how to pronounce Khabib Nurmagomedov so I don't fuck it up. Because I was always screwing it up because it's a fucking weird name. I don't even know what the name is. Like, it's not Islamic. Oh, Islamic isn't... Yes, it is. People name their kid fucking Muhammad. That's Islamic. It's probably Dagestanian. Mahmed. Mahmed kind of sounds a little Islamic. Is that a thing, part of it? Still, he doesn't have an opponent yet. Supposedly, Cerrone was there, and... Cerrone, like I said, volunteered to fight. And then Khabib's like, standing on the side of the line. Cerrone's like, I did, motherfucker. I never fought of anything. And who knows? Like, you know, there's zero chance. Just zero chance that Donald Cerrone would ever go public, say, I'll fight that guy, and then have anything behind the scenes fuck it up. Like, he is not going to go out there publicly saying, I'll fight Nurmagomedov. And then say, all right, what do I want more money, though? But that's not Donald Cerrone. He'd probably be like, all right, I'll take the pay cut. I don't care. Let's rock and roll. And I guess the Dos Anjos deal was he was going to fight for a challenge to make him that offer UFC 200. And that would be fine. Now, it'd be a little off because Nurmagomedov hasn't fought forever, but fuck, he's still got a bigger name than Manny Nunez. But maybe the talk also was Dos Anjos would face Eddie Alvarez, which would be a good fight. Could be a really good fight. But that'd be fine. And that's what they should have done. They should have had Dos Anjos face someone at UFC 200 and not Amanda fucking Nunez. Amanda Nunez should be fighting, I don't know, Jessica Eye. I think she actually did, but whatever. Anybody. Anybody besides Misha Tate, this is just the dumbest thing. And don't tell me it's all about, oh, she earned it. Because Frankie Edgar earned a title shot way more than she did. I don't care if he lost one before. Oh, there's unique circumstances. Damn right there are. There are unique circumstances with Misha Tate's title reign. Namely, she's sitting on a gold mine. There is seven, maybe eight figures at stake. No, at least eight figures at stake for her next fight, if not more. I calculated once that Conor McGregor's fight against Chad Mendes had something around the neighborhood of $50 million riding on it. just figuring that if a win would get them this much and a loss would cost them that much and blah, blah, blah. Well, this is, you know, I deem it Conor McGregor money. Mostly because I was trying to trend on Google for the phrase Conor McGregor money. I don't know if I really did. We do get some weird hits though for stuff. Like, you'd be surprised at the stuff that people search for. Like, I wrote that piece about how Ronda Rousey does not have AIDS. And I know some of you are like, oh, what do you mean? It's like, it was trending on Twitter that she had AIDS. I was like, a lot of shitty things about Travis Brown. And it is believable that he would give her AIDS because he's a, you know, woman-beating scumbag. But she didn't have AIDS. So I just wrote a piece to make sure people knew it was a hoax. And I think I entitled the Ronda Rousey AIDS hoax. We've gotten a ton of traffic from that. And it's all of it is from Google. So you never know, kids. That's a lesson out there. People are searching for AIDS. Like, I like the idea there's some guy just sitting around his underwear one day and goes, you know, what if Ronda Rousey has AIDS? Because the story's not big anymore. I thought it would get a couple hundred, maybe a couple thousand, like, hits, like, the first day or two, and then die off because, of course. But, no, it's still chugging along. It's still picking up steam, like, every week. It gets several hundred hits. It was, like, 2 months later or something, right when she hosted SNL. Before she revealed that Travis Brown was her raison d'etre, which is amazing. Her reason for living is to have Travis Brown's baby. It's like a Rosemary's Baby type of fuck-up. Like, I must be alive to give birth to the demon child. Fuck me, man. How the fuck is that almost fucking it? Fuck you. God damn it. Oh, well. I should stop this now. We've gone long enough. Yeah, that's good. So, yeah. It's really stupid. And, if we're done, we're done. If not, we'll be back in a bit.
I was a five-star man before the internet. I'm damn sure a five-star man now, okay? I just gotta drop the dead weight so I can shine.